Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this new day. And thank you, Lord, for your help and your opening my heart and my mind and my mouth, Lord, to declare your goodness, Father God, to encourage your day of salvation. Thank you for your backing this word up with us, sown with signs and wonders, Lord, with you being there drawing close, Lord. You watching over this word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 6, verse 11 to 13. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak to you as children. Widen your hearts also.
Hallelujah. We're speaking about today is the day of salvation. And here we can see Paul is saying he's speaking to children. And as we've seen in our scriptures, and that the day of salvation is here, and we are children of the day. And it's nice just to understand, you know, when you understand this greatness of this salvation, is all the goodness that was stored up in God that he had in mind for us in Adam, but we lost it, but is now restored in Christ. So, it is so big, it is so wide, it is so beautiful. It's all about the perfect love. It's all about being in the family, part of the family, and experiencing the goodness of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And it's all about relationship. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son through the Spirit. Amen. Jesus says in that, I will give you another comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will then is the author and the perfecter of that which has been made available to us, our inheritance, our walk that the Father has and the Son has for us. So it's so beautiful. You know, in John 14, we see just that first part many times. Our eyes are just focused on that because the Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance. But then he goes on further and he says, and I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yeah. And that's the reality. The day of salvation brings about the reality of all that heaven holds for us. No eye has seen or ears heard what God has made available to us, but he reveals it to us through the Spirit. And so this day of salvation, as we see here in the scriptures, is, okay, let's just talk about salvation. What is salvation? Jesus gets his name. Amen. He's born and they say he will call his name Jesus because he will be the salvation of his people. So salvation is in Jesus, with Jesus. And we see the wonderful picture of Jesus. He came as a child. Amen. And that's why he says, I speak unto children. And then as a child, what happened? He grew in wisdom. And as we speak now as children, we need to desire the pure spiritual milk of the word so as to grow. And then he put the word into practice. And the Bible says he found favor with God and with man. That's the picture. That's the perfect picture of growing of salvation and growing in salvation. And then later on, we see him being led by the Spirit and overcoming in every way. Guys, that's the picture of salvation for us. We are called to be children. We call to be young men. The word of God abides in us, and we are called to walk in the Spirit, being too busy with the good to do the bad. Back to John 14. And then he says, and on that day, when that's been made available, salvation is yours, you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me. And how do we know that day has come? The very scriptures we've been reading. Today is the day of salvation. And then also you can look at Colossians chapter 3, where it says, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hidden in Christ with God. Amen. There it's pointing out. Everything has been given. Another picture of salvation is the parable of the kingdom, because that salvation is being in the kingdom and experiencing kingdom realities. And it speaks about in Matthew 22, it talks about this feast that has been set apart and everyone's invited, but they don't come. That's speaking to the Jews or those that push aside this message. Don't take hold. Account yourself unworthy of God's quality of life. And then they come to that feast. And we can see three things that happen. You need to come, you need to partake, and then you need to put on the garment of righteousness. Because those that didn't wake up to this great beauty and the reality of the goodness of Jesus, they lost out. And so that's what's available for the children. So we once knew him after the flesh, but now no longer we've got to know the Lord after the Spirit. And we can see this so clearly in the wonderful prophetic word of the day coming, the light coming. And that light coming is Jesus. Amen? And that light has needed to come, just like he knocked Paul off his horse, off his old lifestyle, off his old beliefs, and he had to become a child to now wake up to the goodness of God. We have also been knocked off who we thought we were and who other people thought we were, and the lies and deception that is in this world, and we had to be born again, and it was the Lord that done that. And then he goes on to say, okay, I'll go right down to the portion that many people love, and we just need to see it in a new way. And it says, unto us a child was born, unto us a son is given, and he will be. Now, there, that first part, we need to see that he has, this child has been born. We've spoken about it. Now, seeing the examples we can get from it, and he became a son, walking in total victory. So he showed us a path as a child of the living God, as a child of the kingdom, as a child of the day growing. And then he goes on, and he will be a wonderful counselor. It's a shepherd. And then when he's a wonderful counselor, he's shepherding you, he's leading you, you get to know him as Mighty God, a very present help, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And this increases his government and peace and just takes you on to glory, into the fullness of the love of God. And why do I say that we need to see it that way? Because right at the beginning, we go back to the beginning of the chapter, verse 2. And then who are you seeing here? Are you seeing the baby Jesus that was given to us? Are you seeing the Son led by the Spirit? You see more than that now. Why? You have multiplied the nations and increased their joy. Joy and rejoicing is about the joy of harvest. What is the joy of harvest? Our names written in heaven. Jesus says, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. It's your inheritance, your destiny. And they are glad when they divide the spoil. So this is our Almighty Jesus now. He will be, and he needs to be, the Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Because here you see, and he goes on to say, the burden's been lifted. He's dealt with everything. You're free. Amen? Why? Because the devil has been defeated, just like Midian was defeated. And now it's a time to not have boots of war or garments of war. You're there to share the gospel, put on the sandals of peace and share the gospel and receive the righteousness of God, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Then it goes for unto us a child is born. Can you see the bigness here? The goodness, guys, is here. Salvation is yours. Back to John 14. He says, he understood straight away, amen? This is a big, beautiful reality of Jesus revealing himself right then. That's what he saw. And he says, how will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then he says, how? Because you will love my word. If you're loving his word and you're not being pulled aside by all these deceptions that are in the world, one day seeing the Lord only, you'll see him morning by morning. He awakens your ears so that you can see. And we need to wake up to these wonderful realities. Because he says, if you love my word, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Okay, I just brought that scripture into the picture there. But he says, if you love my word, I will come live with you and the Father will come live with you. This is a reality, guys, we have. John, the beautiful disciple, ends off his first letter. The Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. This is a God quality of life. Can you see we are in him? This is a day of salvation. And knowing him, being aware of him, walking conscious of him, is growing then in salvation and being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So the beautiful disciple in 1 John 1 from verse 3, he says, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, and so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son. That's where the God quality of life is found. Amen. That's where your joy is found. That's where you're taking of the victory, because Jesus has defeated the devil in every way and you are heavenly minded. And so the reality is the goodness of God is here, guys. Arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.